This conference is being recorded.
Well, hello and welcome to the Heart Start to Your Week call on this gorgeous Southern California Monday, the first Monday in June 2008. Getting a heart start in a new energy, new possibility, new trawl. We have a wonderful, eclectic group of people on the call this evening joining us all the way from the southern tip of California to the northeast tip of Maine. So we're sprawled across all of the United States, and this is going to be a really fun call. It's my intention that we have lots of experiential dances with neutral today, not just talking about it, but really living it, feeling it, breathing it, being it. My name is Sheva, and I am the CEO of a company called Fiera. Fiera is a word we made up to define a feeling of what we call being in the heart, which ultimately really the truest transcends even feeling. What does that mean? Well, you are not your feelings. Feelings are passing through you. You are the consciousness feelings pass through as the physical sensations, emotions, and thought processes that filter through you. You are the movie screen all that happens on. You are consciousness itself. And so when you ask someone to point to themselves, the place they always point is the heart. That's where you are. And you being the consciousness that experience is passing through, the research institute in Northern California called HeartMath made a very interesting link between consciousness and the heart. And certainly all ancient spiritual traditions, ancient medicines, maybe not all, but many, 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 the vast majority, have long associated consciousness and selfhood with the heart. And so the Institute of HeartMath and some other scientists, in particular in Quebec and France, have made discoveries which allow modern science a portal of proof that indeed the heart has something significant to do with consciousness. It's not just a clever or poetic metaphor in ancient traditions. And so the heart relating to or freeing us back to the source of who we are. HeartMath has created a wonderful system of tools that are very accessible in application as well as in description and language that are being used, I think, in certainly somewhere between 40 and 100 countries worldwide and in many different contexts, including the top teaching hospitals in the United States, corporations, large corporations all over the world, public school systems, private schools, and individuals like you. And people use these tools to alleviate all forms of stress and issues related to stress, which is not a small thing when you consider that 97% of every doctor's visit in the world, according to the American Institute of Stress, is directly related to stress. Having a system of tools that can methodically unwind the negative effects of stress is not a, is an insignificant thing. But tonight's call is going to take a slightly different turn on how these tools can bring us closer to who we really are. So that that Fiera feeling that we're talking about is more than just, oh, goody, I get a cupcake after dinner. Though it can certainly express itself as that kind of a positive feeling state, which researchers from HeartMath have determined any positive feeling state, like that type of positive anticipation or appreciation, creates a uniquely ordered, harmonious pattern in the heart rhythm, which then extends to all the rest of our body systems, changing the way that our physiology works, changing the way that our mind and emotions function, changing our hormones, our neurotransmitters, our nervous system, our immune system. Very significant shifts, positive improvements in our health and our performance and our well-being. So yes, Fiera is all of that, but ultimately, and I've never, you guys are here for a first, I've never really spoken about this facet or this is actually the gem, the entire gem of what Fiera is to me, which is it is that feeling of being identified with the consciousness which all of that is passing through. It's really, in the truest sense, freedom, pure presence. Attention being completely, well, maybe that's a bit idealistic, but fully available to the now. Without history, without being hijacked or carried away by emotional memories or stressors, but really direct experience of perceiving the beauty that's right here, right now, in all that passes through, whatever that is. And that's where compassion is also a heart feeling. Presence is also a heart feeling because we know not everything that's happening in the world is beautiful. So being in the heart, experiencing fear of being in a heart feeling is not mean just feeling like cupcakes and great all the time. It's not being a Stepford wife. It's being able to meet whatever is happening with presence and care. Care is really the fundamental core of what we're describing as a fear or heart feeling. Care and consciousness, awareness, and true, genuine love or care. So neutral is actually the first tool that we teach in the beginner webinar. And for those interested in our webinars, we run webinars almost every day at Fiera. Different levels. Our beginner webinar starts tomorrow, June 3rd, and the first class is free. So if any of you are interested in signing up to learn more about neutral after tonight's teleclass, you can actually go to fiera.com, F-Y-E-R-A.com, and right there on the homepage is a link you can click on to sign up for tomorrow's webinar. You can also watch a free 90-minute webinar on the homepage of the site at your leisure, which gives an overview of the courses and a little bit more about the science and introduces the neutral tool that we teach in HeartMath. And so because all of those resources are accessible to you, tonight we're going to focus on some aspects of neutral that those resources don't touch upon. Some ways of having a direct experience of who you really are at heart, this neutral, impartial, conscious awareness that doesn't ride the roller coaster of life. I was working with a client this morning who has teenagers, and she's been absolutely amazed at how centered and free of their drama these tools have made her since she started our Heart Mastery Program, which is a year-long course that students who are passionate about the heart pop into. We've got several Heart Mastery members on tonight. Anything you guys want to say about Heart Mastery? Melinda, Sharon, anybody else who popped on?
I've found it just an amazing way of just immersing myself in that whole perspective so I don't forget and it becomes more of a lifestyle. It just takes it so much further. All the classes and everything, it takes them into the world. So we're actually experiencing the, you know, how to apply it. It's not just something you learn. It's something that becomes how we look at our whole life and it just backs everything up a whole notch.
Thank you, Melinda. Well said. Fine. And that's only after a month, right, Melinda?
Right. That's my first month.
You've got 11 more to go. Have fun.
Yeah.
What a great adventure. What about you, Sharon? Anything you want to say about Heart Mastery?
Say that one more time.
Anything you want to say about Heart Mastery, the Heart Mastery course?
Heart Mastery has made a big impact on me. I find that I'm less stressed, especially about my job and where I work. I have had a tendency in the past to be really uptight about things. And just, I guess, the past 2 weeks, Sheva, I'm noticing a difference. I'm seeing a difference. I know when I'm not in coherence, and I know when I am. And I'm also noticing when other people aren't. And you pick that up more. But I love Heart Math. I just love it.
Well, those are some really fun things that you brought up, and certainly things that Neutral, our topic for tonight, can help ignite. Certainly the Heart Mastery Program is a mastery of that discernment, right, of when am I in the heart, when am I ordered inside, when am I coherent is the word we use in Heart Math. We talk more about that in the webinars. And when am I distorted, when am I seeing things through a shaky camera lens, right?
Yeah.
Because even just knowing that you're looking through a shaky lens makes you more neutral. Right? Because then you know, oh, okay, I have a filter in front of me, and I might not be seeing things as they really are. Very funny, right? And it happens to the best of us. This was me last week when I had a Mercury retrograde moment. I don't know if everybody listening to the call knows what Mercury retrograde is, but a lot of the New Agers I hang out with down here in Southern California talk about Mercury retrograde when the planet goes retrograde. It messes
is.
Up communication, and it still is in retrograde, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So last week during the launch of Mercury retrograde, I had this major series of miscommunications with the staff at HeartMath. See, it even happens to the best of us, and we have all these tools. And so I misunderstood something, and I felt completely left out. I could have sworn I was like that five-year-old on the kindergarten playground that no one wanted to play with and everyone was making fun of. So I took my little raisinettes, and I started feeding them to imaginary dolphins on the playground. So I felt like I had friends with tears streaming down my face, right? So I felt right back there as this, you know, adult colleague with a bunch of CEOs. Where are my raisinettes? I'll go play with my imaginary dolphins. But because I had tools and they had tools, I could get neutral enough to recognize, okay, wait a second, I'm having a big reaction, especially if a reaction feels similar to a childhood memory. It's a good tip-off that you're being hijacked by the real terrorist, which is our own internal stress, right? So I was able to communicate with them. And, of course, it was completely the opposite of what my emotions were interpreting. And by the end, I felt like such a fortunate member of this incredible community and network of heart. So neutral can really help us discern, are we looking at life through a shaky lens or a distorted filter? And even just knowing that can reduce stress, because we don't assume that we're justified in feeling bad. And chances are, if you're feeling bad, I would almost guarantee you, you can't see what's happening clearly. Or as the email I got from the Kabbalah Learning Center today said, only good things happen. But how can you possibly say that without sounding like a Pollyanna or an irritating Stepford wife? You know, to someone who's in a war zone or someone who's just lost their family in a tsunami, this seems trite and disrespectful. And yet there is a place in the heart where heart intelligence can kick in, where that literal intelligence that lies at the heart of our being can receive the events of life without assigning good or bad to them. That's what neutral is, right? Shakespeare, Hamlet said, there's nothing either good or bad, but our thinking makes it so. So at the heart level, we could drop beyond interpretation of good and bad and meet things directly. Hmm. So tonight we'll play with that a little bit. And it turns out that doing that, for one thing, is a form of heart intelligence. It is such, it is a heart math tool. It's a step along the way to getting to a heart feeling, because if we can remove our value judgments of good and bad on things, then there's an opportunity to see things in a new way, to find value that we may not have previously found. And so, again, rather than talk about it, let's have an experience of it. So just take a moment to take note of how you're feeling at the moment. The weather report. How's your energy level? How's your video camera? Are you somebody shaking the camera, or is it on a steady cam? Are you feeling stable inside or a little rocky? If a weather pattern was blowing through at the moment, is it a sunny, breezy day, or is there a tornado going on? Just observe what's happening. What's happening in your body? What's happening in your emotions? What's happening in your thinking? And just notice if the weather changes as you observe it. You know, quantum physics tells us the observer influences the observed. All that means is you can't look at something without having impact on it. Do you feel any different now, having just done that internal assessment? Anybody want to share their experience of that? Melinda, I can just feel you there. What's that like when you do that?
It wasn't a big shift, but I noticed that there was something that I'm glad we did this, because it brought it to awareness, because it was subtle, but actually those kind of things kind of undermine things. So it was really good to bring it to awareness. And I can deal with it from there now.
So you became aware of something you weren't aware of before.
Right, just by tuning in. Mm-hmm. Right, which if I hadn't, you know, the sooner I address it and turn it around, the better it will be.
Well, and right there addresses one of the reticences, one of the hesitancies I get a lot when people are considering studying heart math is, I think, well, does that just mean, you know, being happy all the time and ignoring your problems?
No, it's getting tools I feel like we have tools for everything. No matter what comes up, there's a tool that's like, oh, okay, well, I'll just do this. Let's see what happens. It's like a little adventure.
Yes, and definitely what you just demonstrated is the heart. And the tools that allow us to access the heart actually bring more awareness ahead of time, more early awareness of what needs our attention, what the problems are, if there are problems, so that we can actually meet them directly without any drama. So the difference between, you know, sniffing smoke and going over and seeing that the oven mitt is on fire and putting it in the sink and putting water on it versus it, you know, being oblivious to that because you're not present in the moment, and having it ignite the stove and then the 5-alarm fire goes off, right?
Right.
So you can actually alleviate a lot of stress with the greater awareness that neutrality can bring. And the point of that is that even just taking a moment to do an internal check-in, what am I feeling right now? For me, as soon as I do that, my mind gets quieter and I feel more calm. Even just observing myself, right? That's kind of classic mindfulness awareness technique. It's not a heart math technique, but it has a qualitative energy to it, or feeling of neutral. Because even just to assess or evaluate what's going on inside you requires a certain neutrality. You have to be separate. When I say separate, meaning you're not separate from it, but you're not identified with it as being who you are. To notice that you're angry or to notice that you're depressed requires that you recognize that you are not your depression or your anger. It's not who you are. You're that which is noticing it. And so being able to see and assess something sets you free of it, at least one layer. And that's neutral. That's more neutral. Does that make sense to everyone? Any questions about that? So from this place of self-assessment, you could just pick a word that summarizes this initial assessment. And maybe rate your energy level on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being very high energy, 1 being an empty tank.
Shella?
Yes.
It's James. How are you?
Hey, James. Nice to hear your voice. Welcome.
Thank you. I have a question about the anemia. Has anyone spoken to you about that problem? I know that's a medical condition about having low red blood cells. And what do you suggest if about correcting that with your own medical practices?
You know, where anemia is concerned, I would actually have a person come in for a private session.
Uh-huh.
And I would probably run some labs on them myself in the context of being a primary care physician to look at exactly what's going on and what's causing it.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly you can imagine that wherever there's a depletion in the body or a deficiency like that, that no matter what is causing it, you want it, just like where there's any deficiency of resources, right? If you run a business and you have a slow month, then you have to look for where you can be more efficient with your use of resources, yes?
Yes.
So while the heart math tools may not get to the cause of the anemia, because that would be different in every person, we're not claiming that heart math is curing disease, what we do know is that having a coherent or harmonious heart rhythm creates much more efficiency in all of the rest of the body's systems, so that it means you'd be using your oxygenated blood, your iron, everything that you need that saturated blood for much more efficiently.
Okay.
Some of the studies that we have in terms of functional capacity, both in coronary congestive heart failure patients, as well as in athletes who are working at altitude, right? So there, it's not anemia necessarily that they're dealing with, but the whole issue of altitude sickness and that kind of stuff, using heart math tools can greatly increase their functional capacity. So because of it makes everything else operate more efficiently, so it's less taxing on the heart, less taxing on the blood. You need less to go further.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd encourage whoever you know that has that problem to see me privately so that we could get to the root of the anemia in the context of, you know, a more thorough assessment at a medical level. So what we're doing now is just experiencing neutral.
Okay.
And it's you know, it's pertinent what you brought up, James, because there was a study I read that really fascinated me and relates to neutrality. They did a study on a bunch of MDs to see what qualities MDs would have that would make them optimal diagnosticians, meaning that they could diagnose disease accurately. And there was really only one quality that all these MDs that did accurate diagnoses had in common. And they found a ratio. They found there was a direct proportion between the length of time the MD was willing to not know what was going on, meaning if they were willing to not know for a longer period of time, they were apt to get a more accurate diagnosis. Isn't that interesting? In other words, they stayed neutral longer. They didn't make assumptions. They didn't jump to conclusions. They were willing not to know. And as a matter of fact, I heard that at a business conference as well. Someone asked Donald Trump what he thought the single greatest factor in business success was, and he said it was the willingness to be comfortable with uncertainty. So you can look at the places where your mind likes to know and how we've, in our Western culture, not necessarily been trained to be comfortable with not knowing or being uncertain. But neutral can be. Neutral is willing to just be with possibility rather than with definition, which allows things to have an organic unfoldment rather than a forced or contrived result. And that alleviates a lot of stress in relationships, in business, in health issues. So what are some other ways that we get neutral? Well, the way that HeartMath teaches neutral, and we'll do this now, is focus your attention on the area around your heart. So there are two steps to this. Heart focus. If it helps, you can put your hand there. If focusing on the heart seems foreign to you, you can start by focusing your attention in your right big toe and wiggle your big toe around. And you can focus your attention in your left knee and bend it back and forth. Focus your attention in your hands and move your fingers. And in your eyes and open and close your eyes. And then the same way that you focused your attention in those other body parts, you can shift your attention to the area around your heart. And then while you maintain the focus of your attention on the area around the heart, you can just allow the breath to come in and to go out. So you're breathing in through the area around the heart and out through the area around the heart. We call that heart focus. Heart breathing. The nice thing about this quality of neutral, this way of accessing neutral, is you can do it with your eyes open. You can do it on the move, driving. You can do it in the middle of a conversation with someone where you feel yourself losing your center. You can do this one moving through life. It's one of the things that sets the heart math tools apart from other systems, or certainly all the meditation techniques that I learned before studying with heart math. Is heart math gave me a bridge to bring deeply peaceful and centered meditative states that I could access on a cushion in a silent meditation hall onto the front lines of the war zone that I worked in, you know, or the battlefield of Los Angeles traffic. So as you do your heart focus, heart breathing, breathing in through the heart and out through the heart, take a moment again just to do an inventory. What does that do to your body? What does that do to your emotions? What does that do to your way of thinking? Just notice what happens. What happens to your energy level? Maybe write down a word that summarizes that feeling. Anybody want to share their experiences? That neutral? Heart focus, heart breathing?
I guess I'll say something. I think being a neutral helps me stay in focus. You know, the distractions that just happen all the time, to just stay on your target to where you want to be, and not you know, don't use your emotions or don't take anything seriously or personally, and just do what you need to do. With a neutral heart.
So for you, James, it sounds like neutral really helps you stay focused on it.
Yeah.
Keeps your eye on your aim.
Yeah.
So you don't get pulled off track.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. It's like, well, just like the simple thing of like, it's like someone pulls out in front of me or something like that. Well, my focus is still to get to where I want to go, you know. And just be thankful there was no accident that or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great example. And then you're not aging yourself getting there.
Well, I'll age naturally, of course.
Well, the thing we know is that stress, definitely stress as our emotional or negative emotional reaction to life events, causes aging. Mm. High levels of cortisol. So if you can stay neutral and have the ability when you're, you know, it seems like anything unjust is happening to you, whether it's getting cut off on traffic or something even more severe than that, you can stay neutral, then at least you're sparing yourself the injustice you do to yourself and your own body and your own cells. Like, you want your gravestone to say, well, the anger was justified.
Mm-hmm.
Neutral lets us maintain that self-care. For sure. That's a great example. Anybody else want to share anything about that one? We'll move on to another exercise to feel neutral. So for this next one, what I'd like everyone to do is just stand up wherever you are. This is a fun one that we do in our martial arts classes when we're on retreat. Sarah has three retreats coming up this year. One in Hawaii, swimming with dolphins, and another in Glen Ivy Hot Springs for a weekend. And then we have a service retreat to Nicaragua. So particularly on the Hawaii retreat, we usually take some time to, in the mornings, to teach yoga or martial arts in addition to heart math. Just to give people a chance to get in their bodies on retreat. And what we'll have you do is right now just lean really far forward until you think you're going to fall on your face. Like, catch yourself. We don't suggest falling on your face. So once you almost fall forward, then lean really far backwards until you almost fall and catch yourself. And just keep leaning forward and back, lessening the distance each time until you find what feels like center. And then once you found some sense of center, notice what that feels like. And lean really far to the right side until you almost fall over, or you might, and catch yourself. And then really far to the left until you fall over. And then keep lessening the left to right lean back and forth. Until you find what feels like center from left to right. Usually can feel center because it's almost like hitting a tuning fork. There's a quality of being energized there. I would say in Taoism, living between heaven and earth, you're like there's a circuitry that links up. But if you don't feel any of those things, don't think it means you're doing that wrong. Just go to neutral. Have whatever experience it is for you. So you can actually get to neutral in a very physical way. Similarly, so leaning forward, leaning back, leaning forward, leaning to the other. You can also imagine like a plumb line going from the top of your head down through the core of your body, through the spine, through your tailbone into the earth. So you're like on a hook, like a puppet, hooked up to the sky, held straight with this plumb line going through your spine, down through your core and through your tailbone into the floor, into the core of the earth. That can also line up that circuitry and put you as the neutral relationship between heaven and earth, between the sky and the ground. Straight between them in a neutral place. So you can come to a feeling of neutral that way. Or you can hold your arms out, make yourself a big T, your big letter T, and with your palms facing forward, and feel your right palm. Feel your left palm. And then feel your right palm. Feel your left palm. And then feel your heart. Is neutral between your two palms. And feeling your heart, letting, again, using the heart mass neutral, heart focus, heart breathing, letting the breath come in through the area around the heart, and go out through the area around the heart. And again, just do an inner inventory. How does getting to neutral physically affect your body, your emotions, your way of thinking? Just observe what happens. If you can write down a word or a phrase that summarizes that. So there's a tool that we teach in the advanced heart math curriculum. Some of you are on the call taking the intermediate course and are ready for the advanced class. There's an advanced class starting this coming Thursday from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. One of the tools we teach in that class is a tool called Taking the Drama Out. Taking the significance out. We also teach a tool called Point Zero, which is the ground for creating your reality from the heart, if you will. We're going to speak in those types of terms, but we go into that in greater depth and sophistication. It's not sort of a New Age ideal. Oh, you create your own reality. It's really a step-by-step process to get to see how life is reflecting you and how when you, for life to change, you have to. The transformation of your world really starts inside you. And being able to get neutral is a wonderful place to launch that. It's the only place to launch that from. However you, whatever unique tools you use to get to neutral, because it's the only way you can see what you're creating clearly, like having a mirror. Neutral is like a still, clear pool that reflects what's happening. So when you can be in a deep place of neutral that we call point zero in the advanced course, you can get that reflection and then you can take responsibility for what's happening. A little bit what we heard from Melinda at the beginning of this call. But the ability to take the drama and take the significance of things out, not the true meaning, but the over-significance that we assign things, the mental parade and charade of significance that causes us more stress and consternation. That type of neutral can help us get emotionally and mentally neutral about things. And there are a lot of fun ways that you can do that. One of them that I like is the rocking chair test, right? To get emotionally neutral about something, you can do the 50,000 foot view of it, or the rocking chair test. So when you're 99 years old, will this issue that you're struggling with matter to you?
No.
See how that's an instant emotional neutral? Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
Or 500 years from now, will anyone be worried about this issue like you are right now?
No.
I'm waiting for you to say no, Sharon.
No.
So heart focus, heart breathing is a way to get, you know, emotionally neutral, but you can also use your mental capacity to talk to yourself to help find emotional and mental neutrality. And part of that is being willing not to know, right? Is this good? Is this bad? You know what? I don't actually know. It's the classic thing, right, that a parent tells a teenager when they break up with their first love. It's the end of the world, right?
Ooh.
And the parent can say, well, you know, from the parent's vantage point, boy, it's really a good thing those kids didn't get married, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So is it good? Is it bad? Well, you know what? Maybe my consciousness is not at a top down or high enough view to know the answer to that. So I'm just going to be neutral. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. Maybe it's neither. We can find rest in neutral that way. So just take a moment again, having touched emotional and mental neutral. How does that affect your body? How does that affect your emotions, your thinking? And just, you know, pick a word or a phrase that summarizes that, and then have a look at your triptych through our class tonight. You started with a certain weather pattern, a certain energy level. How did that shift as we played with different types of neutral? Did neutral bring new energy in? Did it open new possibility for you? If it did, then you got to open a window on the mansion of the heart. You got to take a peek through the peephole of what the heart has in store for you. And, of course, tomorrow in the beginner webinar first night, as we mentioned for those who came late, you can sign up for that for free on the homepage of fiera.com website or watch a free webinar there anytime at your leisure to learn more about neutral. So you can then maybe ring the doorbell on this mansion of the heart. And if you want to step in and take the full tour, we certainly have webinars and a year-long Heart Mastery Program, which if you want more information on that, you can contact me directly, Sheva, here at Fiera, 310-581-1507. And you can email me, Sheva, S-H-E-V, like Victory A, at Fiera.com. And you can check out our website. Anybody want to share their triptych experience? You want to give us your words or say anything about what tonight's teleclass was like for you? Or have any other questions, like James' question? Those are welcome, too.
Thanks very much, Sheva. This is Sheila. The call came at a good time.
Good. I'm so glad, Sheila. What a treat to have you join us.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was fun. A little pop back in from Maine. Sheila and I began this class before everyone else got here talking about, I think neutral is a great pivot to understand this, but there's a certain point in which people suddenly come to realize that, you know, in the early days, it's like, oh, yeah, I need to manage my stress. I need to follow my heart, all that stuff. And I'll get to that as soon as the bills are paid and the kids are out of university or, you know, we're out of jail or whatever the kids are doing. As soon as this, as soon as that, once this is done, once the mortgage is paid off. And all these things that we make first, as soon as my life is less frenetic. And yet it's really coming to the heart that makes life less frenetic, not having less things to deal with. Because how many of us ever are going to have less things to deal with? Maybe when we're dead, right?
Maybe.
The vast majority of people that I work with are finding that things on the planet are accelerating. There's never less to deal with. There just keeps being more and more.
Yeah.
And so it's not going to be getting all of, it's not going to, you're never going to get the things to do in your mailbox, things to done. There's always going to be things to do on your to-do list. But if you make getting coherent in the heart the first thing on your things to do list, it makes all the other things flow with greater ease and coherence and benefit and impact and efficiency. So there's a possibility to put your heart first. And then everything else has its right order. And you see, you know, does it really matter? That's the way to get less frenetic. The heart can give you a true prioritization. But when your camera is shaking and you think, oh, I'm going to wait until this world of mine stops shaking so much before I go to the heart. But it's really going to the heart that stops the camera from shaking. So
that's right.
Certainly the Heart Mastery members have got that. They learn that you got to put that as the first thing on your things to do list. And then all the rest, if it doesn't take care of itself, at least it's a lot easier to take care of. You piped it in with a that's right, Sharon. Anything you want to add to that, being a Heart Mastery member?
Well, when we had our little meeting this morning, I got into such a beautiful, wonderful place, and it just made my day, Sheva. I had the most glorious day, and I stayed in a coherence. I stayed in appreciation. We talked about appreciation this morning. I was able to do it just a lot during the day, and I interacted with a lot of folks. And I had people asking me for assistance. I found that when I stayed in coherence, one person in particular, I knew what to say, and I was surprised I said it. And they said, oh, thank you so much, and thank you for reminding me to be positive. It was a beautiful day, so I just want to thank you.
Mm.
Thank you. Thank Heart Man.
It does ripple out, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
It keeps spreading. We think somehow, okay, we're going to get the rest of the world handled and then go to the heart. But it's really going to the heart that makes us the best contribution to our world.
So,
whether that's our cat and the mailman or millions of people that we serve. Well, I thank all of you so much for joining this Heart Start call. What a fun one. And I look forward to joining you again next Monday at 5. And this is the week that launches all the new classes. So if anybody wants to pop into whatever level's next for them or start the Heart Mastery Program, this is a good time to do it. And again, you can reach me at 310-581-1507. It's also a good time to share the good news with your friends. And, of course, these Heart Start calls are all free, and you can share those with your friends at your leisure. You can find all of them archived on many different topics at www.sierra.com/heartstart.html. That's www.sierra.com/heartstart.html. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks, Heather. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.